Blog Talk Radio. find all blessing, peace, and love, joy, and prosperity, serenity, and tranquility. You are now listening live and archived to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary. From a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test. And one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my works along this divine life path and journey. And it is how I, the Divine Prince, makes sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother Father Earth, and it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Thursday, January 6, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally, from the working temple of the house of the Divine Prince, Taya Mecca and Hoodoo Central, in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist Hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the knowledge of the healing, life-giving earth, roots, plants, and minerals. You are tuned in, plugged in, now live to Power Lunch at high noon with Divine Prince, live from New Orleans, Louisiana. And do join me here each and every day at high noon for the Power Lunch. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Only if you have a question, comment, or request, press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you and unmute your mic as time and spirit does allow. And remember that my website, where I can be reached, utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of hoodoo revelation and manifestation, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And please do recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners who can be located via my various virtual temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find my House of the Divine Prince King group. We are true friends, divine intervention, divine joy and prosperity, divine love and relationships, divine manifestation, divine revelations and guiding voices of divination. And be reminded that these links and virtual temple groups can also be found on my main King profile at www.kzen.com/divine-friends. You can also access my King profiles by clicking on the Call Me Now button, which are visible lower down on my Blog Talk Radio page. Call Me Now, I believe, is my King button. The button that has virtual office on it, I believe, will take you to my live person profile. And also remember to visit these powerful, powerful voices in my virtual temple rooms, the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber, respectively. Papa Say, who airs here on Blog Talk Radio, can be found via his Blog Talk Radio archive player within the King's Chamber of my website. And the Truth Terrorist, the Queen Ifama, can be found here on Blog Talk Radio on Sunday evening. And you can find her Blog Talk Radio archive player via my Queen's Chamber. And the Go-Go Nana, Alala Omare, you can find her as well featured within the Queen's Chamber of my website. You can also locate more contact information for these powerful voices via their Blog Talk Radio profiles, respectively. And always, you can locate more contact information via my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I do specialize in doing battle, difficult, and blocked situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. And again, be mindful of my several virtual temple groups within the House of the Divine Prince site, where I do offer a variety of pan-African and world spiritual, religious, astrological, and magical practitioners in one convenient location from a diverse collective of cultures, traditions, and religions. And again, those links can be found via my website, houseofthedivineprince.com, but also on my main King profile at www.keen.com/divine-prince. I will be forward momentarily with the meditation affirmation and more of our conversation, Prophecy 2011. And I welcome you to call in on our live telephone lines right now and during live broadcast each and every day at 12 noon here on Blog Talk Radio. And that number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you do have a question, comment, request, or concern, remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address your question, comment, or concern, or request as time and spirit does allow. Again, I will be forward momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Va planter hipoto, planter hipoto. dans les bois, planter les poteaux. Planter les poteaux. Papa les bois, planter les poteaux. Planter les poteaux. Papa les bois, planter les poteaux. Planter les poteaux. Papa les bois, planter les poteaux.
Alafia and Ashe. Divine peace and love, joy and prosperity. Habar Ghani to each and every one of you present with me now, live in the Block Talk Radio chat room. Kalahat, DNA Freak, Fire Witch, our very special guest, Queen E. Fama, Queen B1, Racism Not Anonymous, Sister Avana, and of course, Warm Summer Wind. I welcome each and every one of you right now in divine peace and love, joy and prosperity. And as always, I am gratefully humbled and honored by your presence here at High Noon with the Divine Prince on Block Talk Radio for the Power Lunch. For indeed, you could be anywhere on the World Wide Web right now or within your own lives and schedules and missions. So I'm always gratefully honored and want to acknowledge your presence. And when you are here, but also when you are not here, for indeed many of you make communication, make connection with me at various points of the time, of the day, and season, as it were. And I'm gratefully honored by each and every one of your commitment in your way to my ministry and what I do here on Block Talk Radio, as well as from House of the Divine Prince and Hoodoo Central. I also want to greet those of you who are present with me on the phone lines, area code 678, area code 323. I am gratefully honored by your continued faithfulness to the broadcast, as well as to the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, and Hoodoo Central. And remind others that our live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. And of course, if you are wishing to speak other than just listen, just press the number one on your telephone keypad and I will address you. And when we finish our communication, you can hit your number one again and go back into your listening mode. Today is January 6th, 2011. We are in a gateway year, a doorway year, a crossroad, if you will. Many say that the deities of the year are the Orisha, Ogu, and Oshun. But I speak only for myself in the House of Divine Prince, and I say this is indeed the year of the Ibeji. Year of the Ibeji. And for those of you in the various paths of ATR, Pan-African religions, Ifa, Yoruba, Santeria, Lakomi, Pelo, Voodoo, Fon, they all have a path, or many paths, of the Ibeji, or the Divine Twin. And the Divine Twin, the Ibeji, are, generally speaking, the twin children of Shango and Oya, though some say Oshun is really their mother, and the children are adopted by Oya. And in many Patakis, they are raised like their father by Yemaya. And for those who've been officially initiated, particularly in the paths of Oshun, Yemaya, and Shango, you may very well already be familiar with the concept of, we'll say, adoption or sharing the responsibility of motherhood, which we've seen mirrored back at us throughout the centuries in various forms within our community, where mothers have had to come together and pull their resources and pull their energy to support and raise the village. Sometimes when there may be a death or some other tragic imbalancing event happening in the life of the mother or the family, the child may end up in the care of a sister or aunt, or even in some cases a male member of the family. So as far as deity and Orisha go, for those who are truly knowledgeable of the path, know that this is not an unusual concept to be crowned one deity, but to actually operate through and be raised by another. They serve as messengers of Shango, eternal children. All the Orishas treasure them for their innocence, their exuberance, their joy. And as twins, they represent life's duality. And as children, they protect all who are young, watching, especially over children who are sick, vulnerable, victimized, or infirmed. And indeed, with many religions, we tend to oversimplify. Oshun is oversimplified and focused on love and relationships and money. Ogu is often oversimplified and focused on business transactions and acquiring wealth, but also a warrior-like protection. But these deities, for those who are truly in the know, also have human-like characteristics that are not always profitable, that are not always beneficial, as we all do, but are part of the divine lesson of who we are and our purpose and our journey. And it is in the overcoming that we rise to our God and Goddess consciousness. Indeed, as we look forward to the year of the Ibeji, God and Goddess consciousness, we want to also look at bringing a sense of balance and purpose to our own polarity, to our individual polarities, to our community polarity. And with each step forward, we want to lay down a foundation upon which we can survive on and move forward into the coming years and the coming decades if they are to be here on this earth. There will be a lot of talk in the coming year towards December 21st, 2012 about prophecy, about calamity, about catastrophe, and all the various ideals of what that is and what that could be, as well as the overall shift in humankind in consciousness. And indeed, we must move forward in consciousness and in truth and be prepared for whatever may be ahead for us individually, community, nationally, globally. I'm having just a small issue right now with my power. I'm going to try and take a break, but I can't even put on any music right now. I live in the South, which in many ways is much akin to a third world country. And for some reason, power was tripped. So, of course, even with my battery backup, I lost all power to my computer system, which I have now gotten back. As you've heard all the background noise, I just went and flipped the switch on the box. But it's going to take me a minute here to get my internet and all that back. But I wanted to talk more about Prophecy 2011 and also about astrology. I think often, too, astrology is so oversimplified that it in some ways gives credence to the skeptic that says that, you know, there's no real system to it. But on the other hand, it also is one of those sciences that unless you truly do your homework, you may not get that confirmation that comes from doing your homework and having a sense of understanding about the subject matter. Okay, I don't know what's going on here. Oh, wow. Please do forgive me. If you can still hear me, you should be able to hear me because I'm on my cell phone. But I've lost complete control of the chat. And I do apologize, you guys. I was really on a roll there. I want to see if I can correct this. It seems to be coming back online now. I can just get a two-minute break to, like, play a song or something and get this worked out. I would be truly humbled and grateful right now. Indeed, a portal was opened up during that lunar eclipse, and there will be all types of challenges in the coming year as we move forward. Okay, I can see chat now. I am back. Thank you, Fire Witch. Thank you, Sister Abana, Queen B1. Yeah, I can see the chat again. I still don't have back my my switchboard, though. And if you all would just bear with me, I should be able to get it. I greatly appreciate you all's faithfulness. And we all, particularly those of us who have shows, know that stuff happens. And unfortunately, I'm not Howard Stern or Tom Joyner I don't have a support staff, to kind of help me in events such as this. Now, I don't understand how I can have the chat back, but not the switchboard. Just bear with me. I'm getting everything but the switchboard. Oh, wow, they asked me to close my browser and start again. Okay. Again, I do apologize. Yes, indeed, all is a blessing. But I really want to talk about not only the scary things that may be coming, but also the positive things that I see coming. In the past month or so, I talked about the return of godheads and queens, goddesses and gods, and how this will begin to truly elevate and boost some of us at the conscious level to a very different place. And that will be necessary, I think, to weather the coming challenges, both personally, individually, but nationally and globally on some level. So indeed, there is a flood of information, a flood of power, of energy, of intervention, divine intervention, that I see is taking place right now on a large scale. And many will begin to feel themselves sort of being pulled away, pulled out of the grid, as it were, and moving in a very different direction. I don't know what's going on here, y'all. I really don't. But I can't, for some reason, regain control of Blog Talk Radio. Okay, here we go. Let's see. Okay, I am still with you. Please bear with me. I have no control at all right now of my browser, but not the whole browser, just Blog Talk Radio. I'm trying to reload it. I should be reappearing in chat right about now. Please do bear with me. For some reason, I'm not having access to my switchboard. Queenie Thama, what's going on? Okay, I think I got my switchboard back now. Please do bear with me. I apologize for this unexpected intermission. I am sort of beginning to regain control of things. Yeah, I'm going to put on a song now that I have control of my switchboard again. And when I come back, I'll be ready to go. Divine peace and blessings, serenity and tranquility. I will be fully momentarily. Peace and blessings. Ashe. Thank you. Tafia and Ashe, divine peace and blessings. Thank you so much for your patience. I have no idea what happened. They're building a brand new subdivision, a rock's throw away from me. It's one of those developments, you know the kind, Ifama, it used to be Queen Ifama. It used to be a project, and then during Hurricane Katrina, it sustained a lot of damage, and they tore it down, and now it's a mixed-income development, condos, townhouses, row houses, very beautiful. But they're still doing a lot of construction, and somehow they booted the power to the entire neighborhood, which, of course, shut me down. And even though I have a battery backup, it will immediately go sort of into a save mode, but won't allow you to sort of navigate the Internet. So my Internet kind of went out on me. But I'm moving forward. For those of you who are present with me on the phone line, I greatly appreciate that, 678-323-912. I must implore you to join us at some point in the chat room today or in the future. You are indeed missing a half of the show by not being present in the chat. Even during the technical difficulties, the chat conversation, unless there's an issue with chat, continues forward. And I'm greatly appreciative of that. It really gives us an opportunity to express ourselves and community and be supportive to one another. And right now we're talking about, I guess, the value of what you say. And I think we often have to put the value of what we say first in ourselves. Are we being true, authentic to ourselves and our own message and voice at any given time? And in that, our creators, our Godheads, our spiritual state of consciousness. But also, I think, over time, people are seasonal, people are fickle, and there are those who support regardless, no matter what the weather, no matter what the storm. There are those who I can depend on to be here. There are those I can depend on to send donations. There are those I can depend on to ask, am I okay? Am I eating? Am I sleeping? Am I resting? And then there are those who sort of, I think, observe. And we're moving into a time now when we must move from just simple observation. And I think the events, the calamities, the earth changes, the societal and social changes of the day will be a catalyst to many of us sort of reorganizing our values and reorganizing our connections and our commitments and our dedication. I know for me, I don't listen to any of my friends' show nearly as much as I should, to include Queen Ifama, Mr. Abana, Zerikon, a few others who do shows. But I'm greatly supportive of everyone's opportunity to have their voice, particularly now in this time. I'm being battled from every angle right now. So I just assume that everyone else is too. I just assume that everyone else is also, you know, dealing with some stuff. But honestly, from a mature perspective, I don't give it a whole lot of energy. I just don't give it a whole lot of time. But I must say, and I have said, because I've seen a spike in the activity of attacks against any light, any amount of positivity that's being projected into the equation. Sometimes we have to reinvent ourselves. Sometimes we have to sort of reexamine ourselves, you know, set up goals and checkpoints, and then look at where we are and where we're going. Many use the New Year season holiday to do that, to sort of look at where we were and move forward. I know for me, I'm going to be speaking from a more authentic truth in 2011. I've sort of been compassionate and even reserved about my opinion on certain things that I'm going to not be so, I'm going to take some risk. Let's put it that way, in 2011. Now, some things I'm still not quite ready to touch. People have asked me about predictions for the president. I've been asked not to give predictions about the president live on air. And I'm not going to. I'm going to honor that request. Of course, I'm not going to say who asked me and all of that stuff. But I was asked not to do predictions about the president live on air, so I won't. Now, in my personal life, that's my business. My phone conversations and my chat, you know, I say what I say. But I think you have to have some level of responsibility with whatever you say, particularly when you have a public forum, a public medium, such as myself, such as Racism Not Anonymous, Sabna, Queen Ifama. But there comes a point when you have to speak your truth. That's right, Queen Ifama, and you just can't please everyone. So you have to move to a place which I've learned in my last year or so of listening to Queen Ifama and watching her on YouTube, of really moving beyond the chatter. And I get a lot of it, in email and social networking sites. You know, I'm either doing too much of something or not enough of something. You know, everyone is just not going to be happy. So we have to be true and authentic in whatever we say at any time, whether it's on air, whether it's on video, whether it's in the street, whether it's with our loved one and each other. I think we're not as authentic even with each other as we often should be and need to be. Sometimes we don't find out till after people are dead or after we've lost connection what that means to us and what we mean to each other. I know for me, and I know I'm off topic, but the whole power outage thing kind of screwed up my script, y'all. So I'll do more prophecy 2011 tomorrow. But I know for me, Facebook has brought people back who I haven't seen or heard from since childhood. Some of them family, friends, relatives, schoolmates, classmates. You know, and I hear a lot of talk right now that Facebook has become the number one cause of divorce. I think that's a rumor, but there may be some credibility in that. I think people don't take responsibility for what they say. I am not for censorship. Say what you say, do what you do. You know, you have the right. But know that there are always consequences. There's always a price. There's always a responsibility for what we say, particularly now as we move forward in this digital age, in this computer age, where we are being audiotaped, videotaped, recorded, blogs being stored, you know, even our instant messages might be restored somewhere as far as I know. You know, I know you're able to save them on your computer, so if I can save them, then I figure somebody else is saving them. But it's not, as Firewitch just said, it's not their fault for why the divorce is happening. I think it's how we handle ourselves and our business. And there's something about the Internet, just like getting behind the wheel of a car, but people get road rage, they get this sudden sense of courage and say things that they otherwise would not say, disrespect people they otherwise would not disrespect face-to-face, and they sort of lose control and think there's some sense of anonymity online, which we all should know there is not. There's an illusion of anonymity, but there's no real anonymity online. Everything has an IP address. Every keystroke has a number attached to it. you know, it just takes some skill and some know-how to get into that. But there's no real anonymity. So we must be true and authentic, I think, as we move forward with all this technology, as society changes, as consciousness changes, where once upon a time what we said would vaporize instantly, now it hangs around indefinitely and crystallizes somewhere, you know, in the stratosphere. So we must be true, authentic, find our voice, speak up more in 2011, but also take responsibility for that. Take responsibility for what we say and the effects that it has on people. Piggybacking on what I just said about Facebook and childhood, some of those people were not nice to me. Some of you might be listening to me right now, and you could never tell in how I interact with you today. That has nothing to do with you. It has to do with me, the Divine Prince, being truly authentic to who I am and how I operate and where I stand. I also managed to heal over, mend bridges. Once upon a time, you couldn't mend bridges. There's still an opportunity for reconciliation, for unification, for coming together. And resist those who would suggest otherwise. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So begin to realize who you truly are in the scope of things. You are a divinely created, creator child of the Most High and High Consciousness. You are divine love, divine wisdom, experience, manifest. You are made in the image and likeness of the divine creator, so you embody all aspects of those qualities. We are darkness, we are light, we are physical, we are spiritual. We are earth, we are God, we are goddess, we are moon, we are sun. And in the scope of things, we are all one body, one person, one living entity. So do not be afraid of your power, of your magnificence, of your might. Be true, be authentic to who you are. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you change, you inspire others to change. When you transform and meet challenge, you inspire others to also transform and meet challenges. So be powerful, be divine, be magnificent. This is who you are. Mirror and reflect back unto us your most true and divine self, your most authentic self. Free yourselves from the limited constraint of earth law and physicality. But we are both earth and spirit. Remember with me your most perfect light body and consciousness. You have the creative allowance to create and recreate the life, the existence, the environment you need right there in that one room, right there in that one space, in that house, on that cot, in that chair. You have the ability to create and recreate the environment you need to thrive and survive and move forward. I am because my creators are all powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now in this divine moment. Divine spirit, divine love, light, math, and science. Indeed, we are. It is us. It is within us. we are one body, one spirit, one person. So I implore you today, this Thursday, January 6, 2011, to rise to your most true and authentic self, your God self, your goddess self, your king and queen self, and begin to truly operate within that you most believe, wherever you are along your journey and consciousness. That which you believe and understand and know to be true. Move forward. All else is distraction. All else is distraction. All else is illusion. I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am because my creators are without beginning or ending, eternal. I am free to express life in any way that I choose, for all things work together for my good. I am free to experience life in absolute positivity because I will it so, because I say so. And my consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place, what people think, say, or do. And like the universe itself, I am limitless. I'm a part of a vast and unified wholeness. And I'm free from all concerns about the past. I'm free from all concerns about the future. My life is in divine order, and it unfolds according to a perfect and divine plan. I have, I am all that I need. It is divinely innate. It is divinely inherent. You are and have all that you need. Be creative. Be powerful. Recreate and reshape your divine reality, your divine destiny. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I simply allow them to flow to me and through me, for me and before me, as I remain true and authentic to self, to God self. And I release my grip on life. I am calm in the knowledge and the knowing that all my needs are divinely taken care of. And I am open to all of life's experiences as these moments of my life come and go. I am at peace, divine serenity, and tranquility. And I do not judge. I welcome, I observe, I accept, I share, I give. And when problems arise, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind and spirit, for I know that they will be resolved and answers provided in divine timing. And I have all the time. For I am time, I am limitless, I am eternal, for my creators are time, limitless, and eternal. And in the quiet spaces between my thoughts and my ego, they speak to me, they administer and minister unto me, and all things become clear. Every day and every way, my life becomes more harmonious, and all things become easier, peaceful, in line and in vibration with divine spirit and the divine creator. My consciousness is not bound by time or space or place, and like the divine universe itself, like divinity itself, like the divine creator, I am divinely created. I am limitless. I am a part of a vast and unified wholeness. I am in balance. I am complete. Join me here tomorrow at high noon for the Power Lunch with the Divine Prince live from New Orleans, Louisiana. Joy and prosperity.